This morning's reading is from the Prophecy of the Races of Man, chapter 69, the Perugia. In olden times, the prophets did prophesy that God would at the end of the age visit the earth again and reveal himself as he had done in the first age of the earth. Man had fallen away from God's grace and was divided into many races of the earth, for the greater light had been withdrawn. And man knew only the lesser light of the sun, the moon, and the stars. And man lived on a darkened planet, remote from God's word, fearful and unenlightened. And man forgot how to speak with God, for his word was unintelligible. And the races of man set themselves apart from one another, and there was war, strife and conflict, famine, plagues, anarchy, earthquakes, hailstorms, floods, death, and uncertainty. And man lived with hate in his heart, and man's soul was empty. And so it was that man created many gods, imparting supernatural powers to them. And they lived in fear of the elements. The earth heaved and belched fire. Rain fell from the sky in great abundance, and the wind blew, and the seas were unruly. And man worshipped the natural forces of the earth, spirits and powers which he did not understand. For man lost control over the elements, and he sought to control them through ritual and ceremony. And men made sacrifices of blood to the gods in order to appease them. And they offered fire and water and smoke. For in their hearts they believed that if the gods or the spirits were displeased, they would punish man. And men built temples unto the gods whom they named, or unto whom they gave no names, sacrificing men, women, children, and animals upon the altars. And they made war upon one another. But goodly men implored the true God to assist them. And it came to pass that God did inspire holy men and women to come into the world and teach how to live in peace, and to do away with the false gods and sacrifices of blood. And they would have men offer up incense and flowers, wheat, water, and wine. And they encouraged men to give up the ways of war and to build temples of peace that would give sanctuary to all. And these temples were schools of learning where goodly ones were instructed in the arts and sciences of righteous living. But fearing the gods, man refused to learn the ways of peace of the true God, and knowledge was lost. And so it was that righteous men had dreams and visions of a great age to come, wherein God would manifest himself again. And it was said by the prophets and holy ones that with God's visitation, he would appear to all the races of the earth in the Sun of Righteousness, and flood the world in the light of his goodness. And that he would send a peacemaker, a holy man, to teach of God's love before this coming. For men did not know that God was good and loved the human family. And the holy man did come to earth, but his teachings were rejected, and they killed him. And after his death came false teachers, those who had not known him at all. And they preached in his name, putting false words into his mouth, saying they were inspired of him from heaven. And they led the church astray, and the light thereof was darkened. Now the holy man had prophesied that he would come again in glory, as the lightning comes out of the east, and shineth even unto the west. And men of Christ sang hymns, saying, Awake, thou sleeper, rise up from among the dead, and he who is Christ the Lord shall enlighten thee, the Son of the Resurrection, begotten before the dayspring, giving life by the rays of light. Because he is my Son, and his rays have lifted me up, his light hath dispelled all darkness from my face. And holy men trusted that God would end the spiritual darkness covering the earth, and sang songs of praise, saying, And in God's appointed time, his exalted majesty will illuminate all the extremities of the world for peace and blessing, for honor and joy, and length of days for all the sons and the daughters of light. Prophets and holy men had spoken of the teacher of righteousness to come first, to be followed by God's Son of Righteousness. And holy ones prayed that God would manifest himself directly to man, making a glorious return in light, becoming visible and revealing his true image and his true word, as he had done in the first age of the earth. And holy men said man would walk with God and know him as they had in the beginning. And with his coming, God would remove all suffering and death from the earth forever.